Hey, this is Tyler Florence, and you are on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN, on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Skyline Studio, high atop Chicagoland, and on the line with us, excited to have one of the guys, 22 years on the Food Network. He is an author, he is a chef, he is a director, he's a producer, he is a star. He is always traveling, and his vehicle of choice is either, you know, some of the top food trucks in the country with a great food truck race, or his first car, the 66 Comet, or his latest hit on the Food Network, Bite Club, the one and only Chef Tyler Florence. Welcome to WGN.
Dane, I'm so glad to be back on the radio with you, man. How are you? Are you good?
I am good. I'm good. And here's the thing. So you have to ask me if I'm good, and I am good, and that's great. And the listeners, I already know how you are because Wolf It Down number 13 came out, and you covered everything from the first day of school, the backyard garden, behind the scenes at Food Network. You covered it all. It feels like we, you know, we're like neighbors or something. I know it is for a lot of the fans as well.
Oh, thank you so much. Appreciate it. You know, we're having so much fun putting Wolf It Down together. You know, it's a great series. You know, you and I talked about last summer on the radio together, and I can't remember what episode we had just put out. I think it was like 10 or 11. So it's been a couple of weeks. But yeah, it's sort of a daily little, you know, peek into my POV of kind of what's in front of me. And I love telling stories, and every day we have, you know, a new little food adventure that we're going on, and my schedule is a script, and there's always kind of an interesting show behind the show story to tell, and I think we're doing a pretty good job of that. So I'm really happy with that. I appreciate you keeping up with it.
Yeah, it was one thing to kind of share the stories, but also you do it in a really cool kind of artsy way on the video side, so kudos to you for that, and tell the listeners, of course, to check that out. We'll down as well. But here's the thing. Okay, so Bite Club, and you have been around 22 years, we mentioned it. You've seen and been a part of kind of every different kind of food television incarnation that they've got on Food Network. And, you know, sometimes this show, and it kind of strikes me, here's the cool things about it, is it's got all the things that you know and love and people appreciate about a show like Chopped. You've got great chefs, they come in, you've got secret ingredients, you've got the drama, right? You've got timing and all that kind of stuff. But here's what you do, is you take it to the cities and you allow them to have sort of, in a way, a home game, but then they're in kind of thrown into a strange restaurant, and then they bring the ingredients themselves, and then also you get those chefs in as judges. I mean, it's a cool concept. How did you guys come up with it?
Thank you so much. You know, it was an idea that was presented to me maybe a year ago, and we get a chance to kind of sort through concepts and start plotting, you know, the next couple of shows every 2 years or so. Like, hey, what do we want to do now? And this idea was floating around, and we really liked it a lot. And so we shot a test pilot last year in Nashville, and it went really, really well. Everybody loved it, and it's still kind of a work in progress because it's hard to make a hit. But I think we've got all the right ingredients to do that. Like, it just feels like a very fun show. So Bite Club, you know, we're taking it on the road, and we've actually plotted this out where we can get like 10 seasons of just great, you know, local cooking competitions between some of the best chefs in the country, which I'm so excited about. And you're right. We show up in their hometown, and so the chefs coming to, say, like New York City or Los Angeles, and they're in a studio, and then they're competing against other chefs they don't really know. Like, this is very local. It's very personal. And so we get a chance to explore the city. We get a chance to explore the chefs' restaurants. We get a chance to get to know them personally, and then they all know each other. I think that's such an interesting element to the show itself, is like this friendly, you know, kind of like ribbing thing that kind of happens amongst like buddies and different cities and stuff like that. And we just had such a great time doing it. So yeah, so episode two was on the Savannah episode. Yeah. And the show just feels like it's just a lot of fun. Like, it's a party you want to go to.
Well, here in Chicago, and we've got a great, and you guys recognize that and paid some really nice compliments, and I know we appreciate that, you know, but you've got such a diversity, not only the chefs, and you got to keep the ingredients interesting. Is there, you know, what is the thought process? You get them, and they're, you know, from some totally different places. You know, you have, you know, Spanish, of course, and then Frontier, which is, you know, crazy any animal you can find, and, you know, and they got Chris Pandel. And so do you try to take guys that they're all talented for sure in their own discipline, and kind of, you just have some diversity as far as the kind of cuisine and the plates they'll make?
Yeah, we want it to be really interesting. I mean, because you know, you never know, like, where, you know, there's great discipline across the board, and we've had sushi chefs competing against barbecue chefs. And I just think that's really interesting in a way. So it's not like just like, you know, like top level fine dining chefs competing against each other. Cause I think when you get different chefs from different restaurants with different cooking techniques, they all kind of come to the table and you see this beautiful diversity. So it's really about the camaraderie of the chefs locally in a city, and their friendship really, really shining through. So there's a lot of respect. There's also a high level of like judging, because I think the chefs want to make their city look really, really good. So I think everyone's kind of got their A game going on, which is wild. So you'll get an Italian chef going up against a Japanese chef, going up against like a chef with a Thai restaurant, and it's just so interesting how in every city there's this like really beautiful cross discipline, cross culinary landscape, like different flavor profiles come together, and so incredibly interesting.
Yeah, and the different thing about it too is, you know, they get an opportunity to cook in their hometown. Maybe it's not a restaurant they're super familiar with all the time, or certainly don't work there, right? But they get there, but they are in their hometown as opposed to off at the mothership. And you gave some great kind of behind the scenes stuff about Food Network and the headquarters and things like that. And I don't know that there's anybody better doing it right now in television, or certainly in Food Network, that gets out. That's kind of in your DNA, right? You get out in the community, you get out cities all across the country, you deal with people, you interact with people. Was that part of the reason that you decided to take it, or they thought you were perfect for it? Is because this is what you do.
I love to travel. I always have. I mean, I have this wanderlust ever since I was a young kid, and getting a chance to get on the road and go spend a few more days in great cities all throughout the country. I love doing it because I feel like I know most cities in America very, very intimately. And so to kind of go back and check out some good folks in St. Louis and see what's going on there, or Cleveland, or Buffalo, or Asheville, North Carolina, or Miami. I just love traveling, so I get there and go, oh yeah, I've been here a couple of times. I know these people. I know the chef. I know this restaurant. And it just feels really, really good to be that intimate with so many different places across the country. So I guess I was just the right guy for the show. And so to get a chance to go, you know, go hang out with colleagues. And again, some of these colleagues you see at like the James Beard Awards, or you see at, or you haven't had a chance to meet and you've just seen them, read about them before. So you follow them on Instagram. And so to get a chance to go kind of see them face to face and see what's going on. And also some chefs that people have never heard of before. We've had quite a few chefs that were just, you know, in their early 20s.
Yeah.
That we want to kind of throw into the mix to see how, you know, like the next generation could compete in levels like that. And it's just, it's so great. It's just such a fun, it's a fun show. I'm in love with it. I love, you know, when Food Network puts, you know, all their muscle behind something like this, it's so great to watch. And I just think this is going to be a monster hit.
Yeah, and here's the thing is you pick people, too, some of them that have kind of the identity of that city as well, and it's neat to see some props given out to barbecue chefs as well. They don't always get it. You mentioned a lot of times Chopped or fine dining chefs, sure, they can do anything, but here you're taking people from the community and even from disciplines that maybe don't get all of that exposure when it comes to, you know, on the chef side, and to have them included I think is really great. It's Thursday nights on the Food Network. I know timing is a little bit tight today, so but give the social media people can follow. I know you're sharing all about it. And then also how they can get to see Wolf It Down as it comes out each week.
Oh, thanks so much. Wolf It Down is our Twitter series, and we're launching somewhere between Wednesday and Friday every week. It's definitely like an art project for me. So it's like nights and weekends and that kind of stuff. As a matter of fact, we just finished an episode this week where we're doing kind of, I'm home for a couple of weeks before I start traveling again. So we're kind of like getting in the kitchen and actually cooking. So I'm doing this fun thing called Chef Fix. It's like this little sub story with Wolf It Down. And yesterday, 2 days ago, I got a chance to FaceTime with Marshall Dorsey, who's Jack Dorsey's mom. Jack Dorsey is the founder and CEO of Twitter. So I got a chance to like FaceTime with his mom. And Chef Fix is about, you know, about fixing culinary problems when people can't get something right. Send me a message, send me a video. And then in my own home studio, I'll just bang it together. So I made a lemon meringue pie for her. That's this week's story. It's going to go up later this afternoon sometime. And then Bite Club. Bite Club is such a great show, guys. I want everybody to check it out. It's going to be Thursdays at 9, 8 Central. So it's going to be 8 o'clock in Chicago. And it is such a great show. It's so much fun. And the very first episode that we put out last week was in Chicago. So Chicago rolled out the red carpet for us in such a big way. And it is one of my favorite cities in the world, hands down. There's so much fun stuff to do, and the city's just so beautiful and just beaming with new fresh culinary energy. It's a very, very exciting city.
Yeah, and the show itself, Bike Club, it is fun. It has all kind of the drama and the competition that you'd look for in one of those shows, but it is a blast, right? Because it's people even judging their friends and colleagues here in the city. It's great stuff. Thursday nights on the Food Network Bike Club. Check it out with Tyler Florence. And that's it. I'm going to have to get a hold of you for Chef Fix how to make a decent holiday sauce. I just can't do it. So
let's do that. I'll FaceTime you, right? And if you could make one, how about this? Let's do it. Let's set it up for next week. So let's just take a little video of you making a hollandaise sauce, right? Because the cool thing about it is, like, you do it and give me your recipe. I'll use your same recipe and make it amazing. I'm not going to bring, truffle dust to the table here. I'll use your exact recipe. I may use the quantities and the technique might be different, but I'll use the recipe. And I'll make it great. I promise. I swear to God, it's like a party trick. It's fun. It'll be cool. So shoot a little video for that, and then send it to me. And you got my contact information. We'll do a FaceTime thing, and then I'll make it. It'll be great.
Oh, that's great stuff. Definitely check it out, Tyler. Thanks for taking time and jumping on. Good luck with the new show, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, buddy. Thanks so much.